This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado must submit a new proposal in order to grant an air pollution permit for the Suncor oil refinery in Commerce City. That's after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency rejected the latest proposal. A regional administrator says that permit from the State Department of Public Health and Environment does not meet requirements of the Clean Air Act. The EPA points to three flaring sources in the refinery that do not have adequate monitoring, as well as environmental justice concerns surrounding neighborhoods. The number of Coloradans now hospitalized with COVID-19 is the lowest it's been in 2 years. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state health department reported 135 hospitalized coronavirus patients this week. That's the lowest figure since mid-March of 2020. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease doctor with UC Health. She says hospitals remain busy treating other things.
I think everybody's breathing a sigh of relief, but everybody's really tired.
The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, remains below 3%, and the state is seeing just a few hundred cases a day. However, public health experts say they're closely watching the BA2 variant, which is on the rise in parts of the U.S. and taking off in places overseas. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The former mayor of Severance will go on trial in October to face allegations that he paid a child for sex. Donald McLeod was arrested September, 5 months after police found him in a van with a 17-year-old boy. The Greeley Tribune reports McLeod is currently out on bond. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 3:06.